Hi everybody, Ramadan Kareem for you all. Hopefully that things go easy with you. I'm your teacher Habib, the founder of HEP, Habib English Podcast. As usual, my mission here is to help you speak English freely and confidently, with no grammar or textbook. Well, in this audio podcast, I'm going to give you some advice on how you can improve your English speaking skills all by yourself. In this podcast, I'm gonna talk about four easy and free ways you can practice speaking alone, and of course, you can use these techniques to practice any language. Obviously, the best way to improve your speaking is to talk with another person, preferably native speakers. But everybody knows it's not always easy to find a native speaker to talk to. That's why it's good to know other ways to practice your speaking. So, when I say easy, I don't mean that you don't require any effort. We are still learning a language here. Not still sitting down and watching the reality TV of English. You still need to work a little bit. But I don't think that these exercises are very difficult. The first one is simply reading aloud. What does that mean? It means taking an English test and reading it out loud. It may be a book, a magazine, or something online, for example, like a news article or text from websites for learning English, such as BBC Learning English or CNN or something like that. The second exercise I want to recommend is talking to yourself. If there is no one to speak in English, then speak to yourself. You can say things on a daily basis. Maybe you already do it in your own language. So you can take some things that you think normally and say them aloud in English. For example, in the morning you might say to yourself, I'm going to brush my teeth, or it's getting late. I had better hurry up to go to my work. At lunchtime, for example, you might say, what I'm going to have for lunch, for example. I think I will have pasta, even though I had it yesterday, or it's better I have to eat couscous, since I missed it a lot. Obviously, it's a little easier if you live by yourself. It can be a little strange and embarrassing by saying these things, but it's amazing doing it, believe me. The third exercise is imitation or mimicking. This is when you listen to a piece of audio, you pause it for a few seconds to repeat what the speaker said. This is generally good for your pronunciation practice. You listen and repeat. It's good. The fourth exercise is similar to the last one, but a little more difficult. This exercise is called shadowing. I repeat, shadowing. What does it mean, shadowing? Shadowing is when you listen to a language and you repeat exactly what the person is saying without pausing the audio. So, if you do it well, you will be saying exactly what the speaker is saying. Generally, it's normally easier if you use headphones to listen clearly and repeat directly. Generally, do all these great exercises with great passion of learning and a strong motivation, and also be consistent. I mean, you do them all on a daily basis and regular basis. It doesn't mean that you do them every single day, but it's better to do them for a few minutes, at least 2 days, for example. That's great. The more you can do, the better. I think that's the end of our today's episode. Hopefully that you find these exercises useful and they help you improve in your English speaking on your learning journey. So happy and sweet iftar during this holy Ramadan. Take care and see you in next. Bye bye.